from Grand Country Music Hall in Branson, Missouri, it's Branson Country USA. Join your hosts, Mike Patrick and Jim Dandy, as they welcome tonight's great lineup.
It's our annual Grand Country Family Christmas Special.
Along with regulars New South, Jackie Brown, Melanie Hart, and the Grand Band, stay tuned for 1 hour of grand fun.
Branson Country USA.
And now, let's go to the stage with your hosts, Mike Patrick and Jim Dandy.
Crisp and cold here in Branson in the heart of the Ozark Mountains, and Merry Christmas to you. Welcome to Branson Country USA. It's going to be a fun night.
It feels like Christmas, doesn't it, gang?
Yeah.
This is our Christmas special tonight. We look forward to this all year long. It's a great night of the Cass family and family members of the Cass getting together. We don't start anything without saying hi to our folks back here. This is our second family, our Wild Bunch. Howdy, everybody.
Ha-ha!
Looky who snuck behind you.
Oh, I didn't even see
Star of Hee Haw, Lulu Roman, everybody.
Oh.
Kim's here in town. We love these ladies.
I may sit on her lap.
And hi to all the folks that listen to us on radio and watch us on television. Yes. I tell you what, we're abundantly blessed. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We thank you for all your support, tuning us in each and every week, and we hope you enjoyed this great show tonight.
Absolutely. Our first Christmas present to you, however, is New South. How about a hammer the boys? They got some good music for you.
In the lane, snow's listening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. It's the better we can build a snowman. He's Parson Brown. He'll say, "Are you married?" We'll say, "No, man." You can do the job of your town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face our fate. The plans that we made.
I'm gonna have her Chad Capel on that lead guitar.
remember when I ever felt so low. Please find her, she's somewhere in this town. Oh, Santa Claus, you never let me down. Oh, Santa, are you coming to Atlanta? Are you coming to see me? I've been a bad boy.
David, Jason, and John do Sal. Jason, take a quick bow here. Jason sang with us for a long time. He's filling in. Good to see this guy again.
Yeah.
Good to see your mama's out there.
Yeah.
Hi to Mary.
Yeah. All the surgery looks good.
Yeah.
Looks good.
He looks younger than when he left us.
Good.
To me. Been down with those Mexico places where they do it. You
snip,
know.
Snip. Pull it up.
Hey, speaking of plastic surgery, nice hand for Gene Mulvaney back there. Hey. Oh, no. Whoa. I spoiled your wife's Christmas present for you.
She bought you the Brad Pitt package. Yeah.
They'd have to mortgage the house for that,
boy.
Gene. Anyway, hi. Gene is the sponsor of our this portion of our show. He has the Branson guest card. And folks, if you don't have one, you just can't live without it. It's a great discount card. That's not a punchline. I use mine every day. It's a great discount card. There's over 110 show discounts, over 200 dining discounts. On top of that, shopping and attractions. And you know what? He's taking pre-orders for 2017. So if you have some friends or family visiting Branson next year, if you're going to visit Branson next year, if you live locally, you're going to want to get this. Check it out at BransonGuestCard.com, where you save more and you spend less.
It is a must-have for sure.
Yep.
We're going to take a little break. Our Christmas cavalcade will continue right here with more Branson Country USA right after this.
When you're ready for an amazing night of entertainment, it's time for the Grand Jubilee, starring Branson's best quartet, New South. With tight harmonies and your favorite songs, it is Branson's most entertaining show. Ask anybody. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. The family will love Grand Country Buffet. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there are over 125 delicious items to choose from. Famous for great food, wonderful atmosphere, and warm personal service. Grand Country Buffet has it all. Call 417-335-2434 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Branson Country USA, our Christmas show continues on right now. If you've been worried that your Christmas is not going to be good this year, you need to worry no more. This little gal is going to make it good for all of us right now. Would you make her welcome Jackie Brown?
Sing. Thank you, Jamie.
Home sweet home.
much. Well, the Christmas season is my favorite time of the year, and I always love to sing those traditional Christmas classics, and this next one just happens to be one of my favorites.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Jackie Brown. Beautiful job, Jackie. Well, right now it's my privilege to introduce our MC to you. He's not only Branson's reigning MC of the year, he's also an award-winning show producer, but he got his start playing the piano with the legendary Foggy River Boys, and nobody plays boogie woogie piano like he does, so I want you to help me make him welcome tonight. Would you give it up for the one and only Mike Patrick?
Oh, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Here's a Mickey Gilley Christmas song. It goes just like this. Let's do it. Come on.
Oh. Well, girls all get prettier at Christmas time. They all begin to look like a moving star. Well, the girls all get prettier at Christmas time. When the chain starts taking place, puts a glow on every face. A fallen angel of the backstreet bar. Get back your rate on motor scale from 1 to 10.
1 to 10.
Looking for a 9 that it could work right in.
Work right in.
A few more drinks and I might slip a 5 or even 4. When tomorrow morning comes, I wake up with a number 1. I'll never do it anymore. Well, the girls all get prettier at Christmas time. They all begin to look like I'm the best star. Well, the girls all get prettier at Christmas time. When the chain starts taking place, puts a glow on every face. A fallen angel of the backstreet bar. Here comes the Mickey Gilley piano. They all begin to look
when the chains are stinking plain. Moons are glow on every face of all an angel. To the Backstreet Bar, what I say? Of all an angel, love on every bar.
Right there.
Thank you, James Arthur Hagee.
Bye. Good stuff right there. Well, folks, we've got a little change in plans. We were going to go to a commercial break here, guys, but there's a fellow that come backstage back there, just dropped by, and he says he wants to, he has a special, well, a Christmas story that's very close to his family that he'd like to share with us. So come on out. I'm not sure what his name is. My Lord. Well, that's going to... We should have warned you about that. I'm so sorry. I'm embarrassed about that. Are you all right?
Yeah.
You didn't bloody nothing up, did you? You look all right. Goodness, that scared me. Woo! Sorry about that.
I don't
sir.
Know who that was, but he was fast.
He was very fast.
Yeah,
he?
I turned around and wasn't nobody there.
I did not get your name back there while we were talking. What is your name, sir?
Jubal.
Jubal.
Jubalee.
Jubalee.
Yeah.
Oh.
I do have an announcement I need to pass along, if that's all right.
Okay.
For those of you that will be traveling over the holiday season, there will be no live nativity scene in Washington, D.C. if you're headed that way.
Oh,
so, yeah, they weren't able to find three wise men. So, that's just passing that along so you don't waste your gas money.
Cut that out, yeah.
Stay here. Well, I've got a Christmas story from our family Christmas.
Our family
yeah,
Christmas.
Yeah, and this was our Christmas. This is our Christmas.
That's what it says right there.
Yeah. That's why I wrote it there. That's what it says there.
I got you.
Okay. This was our Christmas that we had last year at our house.
Uh-huh.
And it was such a wonderful, joyous time that I documented the whole thing, and I've got it here, and I wanted to come by and share it with everybody.
Oh, it's like a depiction of what happened.
I don't know if she was there or not, but it could have been a relative. But...
All right. Well, yeah, we're interested to hear you. I'm sure this will warm our hearts. Here you go. Jubal Lee, everybody.
Okay, thank
Jubal
you.
Lee,
right there. Thank you. 'Twas the night before Christmas in my double-wide house. Weren't no creatures a-stirring because I'd done shot the last mouse. Weren't no stockings to pin to no wall because nobody we knew wore socks, not even Ma. 10 young'uns sprawled out on the living room floor in sleeping bags we'd bought at the second-hand store. Mama, she's making some beans in the kitchen while I laid on the sofa watching wrestling and fishing. When out in the yard, I heard such a clamor like the time the law came and took Uncle Roy to the Slimer. Up from the couch to the window I run, poked a hole in the visqueen and pointed my gun. The bug zapper light gave a glow to the yard on my old Massey tractor and some pickups and cars. When what with my bloodshot eyes did I see but a flying Ford truck filled with dogs a-coming at me. But the sight of the drivers what made me look twice and check. The legend's true, everybody. It's the Christmas redneck. He landed the vehicle and all hounds piled out as he hollered and called them by name with a shout. On Buster, on Bounder, on Rascal, on Pokey, on Juggler, on Bugler, on Duke, and old Smokey. Lickety-split came the redneck with no time to waste as the hound dogs all followed right behind, keeping pace. Up the cinder block steps and in the front door, they crawled over everything from ceiling to floor, then into the living room by the aluminum tree. The light shorted out when one puppy wee-wee. Get off that thing! His face, coarse and leathery, commanded respect, and his nose was as red as the back of his neck. He gave me a wink and elevated his cheek, and I noticed his gum line missing most of his teeth. He had a chew in his mouth, drew his lip up like a bow, as the white beard of his chin caught the juice overflow.
Oh,
was wearing a cap with a Dale Earnhardt III, and on the back of his jacket read Harley, born to be free. He had a round bubba belly pushing over his drawers, and I laughed at the redneck in pure flat-out joy. Then the strange late-night guest hurried on with his mission, digging down in his sack for some things we'd been wishing. A box full of moon pies and an RC 12-pack. A deer-hunting spotlight fell out of his sack. Ma got a terry cloth robe in the deal, and the kids all got skates and new rods and reels. Ma got a girdle, too, to hold in her pelvis. And a Day-Glo Memorial Velvet picture of...
Elvis!
He came to your house, too?
Wow.
The biggest thing ever
is it is true.
He spoke nary a word and came back to me and laid in my hands a Midland 40-channel CB. Then he sprung to his rig and turned the 8-track up high, whistled up all the dogs, and aimed the truck to the sky. He let out a yell, yeah! As his truck headed out of sight... Merry Christmas to y'all, but I gotta take flight. It's a toss-up between wrestling and NASCAR tonight. Merry Christmas! That's our Christmas story. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Jubal.
Thanks, man.
Jubilee, right there. Oh, watch out, that guy's back.
Woo!
He's got the reflexes of a cat, doesn't he? Right there. That's Jared Doherty, everybody. How about Jared Doherty? Oh, he's a part of our grand country family right here. He's the comedian in the Down Home Country Show. We just finished that show for the year.
That's right.
But we'll be back on April the 13th with a new Down Home Country Show in 2017. And
yes,
you
sir.
Can see Jarrett there with us every morning. Another hand for him, didn't he?
Thank y'all.
We're going to take a little break and got some more great Christmas memories for you right after this with more Branson Country USA.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree Singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Houston, and the award-winning Grand Band. Featuring hilarious, clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits, this show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree. When the family is ready for pizza, Papa Grand's is the place for great pizza. Featuring 12 varieties of fresh pizza, dessert pizzas, and soup and salad bar. Dine in or take it to go. Papa Grand's is located inside Grand Country's Fun Spot Arcade. Call 417-336-6709 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country. We'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Branson Country USA. You know it's our annual Christmas show when you see the stage full of massengales. And they are right now, and we're going to turn them loose for you. How about a hand for Melody and Wayne and Dylan and Garrett, the massengales right there.
Guiding the wise men on their way unto the place
this is my little family up here. Of course, you all know the long-haired fiddle player over there. He's my husband, Wayne. Over here on Manlin is our oldest 16-year-old, Garrett Massengale. And, of course, I'm Melody. And then over here, we have 12-year-old Dylan Massengale. And back by popular demand, last year he'd come up here and did a Christmas song called Christmas Cookies. And everybody wanted to hear it again this year. So we thought we'd throw it in here and we're going to do it again. You ready to kick it off?
Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep. She'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly bangs on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, cause they make them taste better than they did at first, and they are absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear, who knows where, but I make sure I get my share, and Dad just stands there whining for the ones I miss. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad and they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might overlook or miss. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's for some kissing and a hug. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Sugar, I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Take another bow, buddy. I think you nailed it. You did. Well, this always happens to you. You always get to follow something big, don't you?
Well, you know, it's best. That way people don't expect much of you.
Actually, he's getting ready to do a recitation for you, and this has become an annual tradition for our show. We can't take this out of the Grand Jubilee Christmas show. It was originally done by Grandpa Jones every year on the Hee Haw Christmas show, and Jamie just nailed this, and you'll enjoy making welcome Jamie Hagee.
Thank you all. It happened one day near December's end. Two neighbors called on an old friend. They found his shop so meager and lean, made gay with 1,000 bows of green.
Conrad was sitting with face ashine. He suddenly stopped as he stitched a twine. He said, "Friends, at dawn today, while the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me. He said, 'I'm coming, your guest to be.' So I've been busy with feet astir, strewing my shop with branches of fir. Now the table is spread, the kettle is shined, and over the rafters the holly is twined. And I'll wait for my Lord to appear and listen closely so his steps I'll hear as he nears my humble place." So his friends went home and left Conrad alone. This was the happiest day he had known. For long since his loved ones had all passed away, he'd spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest that this Christmas would be the dearest and the best. So with every sound he would rise with a start and look for the Lord to be at his door, like the vision he'd had a few hours before. He ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shaggy beggar. His shoes were torn and all his clothes were ragged and worn. But his heart was touched, so he went to the door. He said, "Friends, your feet must be frozen and sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you, and a coat that'll keep you warmer too." So with grateful heart, the man went away. But Conrad noticed the time of day and wondered what had made the Lord so late and how much longer he'd have to wait. When he heard a knock, he ran to the door. It was only a stranger once more, a bent old lady with a shawl of black, a big bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked only for a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, "Please don't send me away. Just let me rest for a while on Christmas Day." So Conrad brewed her a steaming cup, told her to sit at the table and sup. But after she went away, his heart was filled with dismay. For the Lord hadn't come as he said he would, and he felt sure that he'd misunderstood. But then out of the stillness, he heard a cry, "Please help me, tell me, where am I?" Once again, he opened his friendly door, but stood disappointed, as twice before. It was only a child who'd wandered away and was lost from her family on Christmas Day. So he called her in, he wiped her tears, he quieted all her childish fears, and then led her back to her home once more. But as he entered his own darkened door, he knew the Lord wasn't coming today, for the hours of Christmas had passed away. So he went to his room. He knelt down to pray. He said, "Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from calling on me? I wanted so much your face to see." Then soft in the silence, a voice he heard, "Lift up your head, for I kept my word. Three times my shadow crossed your floor. Three times I came to your lonely door. I was the beggar with bruised, cold feet. I was the woman you gave something to eat. And I was the child on the homeless street. Three times I knocked. Three times I came in, and each time I felt the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, love is the best, and I was honored to be your Christmas guest."
Jamie Hagee.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate Did your grandpa proud. Did your grandpa proud, Lulu? Thank you for doing that.
You're
That's
welcome.
Just beautiful. Hey, you want to stay with us? We got a lot more show coming up because live drink at the musical, Prince and Country, USA.
The Amazing Pets Show stars an amazing troupe of furry creatures who will win your heart as they perform for your love and laughter. Many have been rescued from shelters across the country. In addition to the four-legged creatures, you will see beautiful exotic birds and many other magical surprises. Voted Branson's best specialty show, Amazing Pets is guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Animal lovers of all ages, call 417-335-2484 or grandcountry.com.
Don't miss our Holiday Fun Family Vacation Package. A two-night stay at Grand Country, passes to Splash Country Water Park, pizzas at Papa Grand's, a $10 game card at the Fun Spot, and a family pass for two shows at Grand Country Music Hall, priced at only $279. Call 800-828-9068 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country. We'll treat you right.
In Country USA, the Christmas presents, the memories, the warmness keeps continuing right now, friends, with our annual Larry Allred Christmas story right here, folks. How about a hand for Larry with our Christmas
story? Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas to you and your families, folks. And I want to share a short little poem that comes from my heart, and I hope it touches your heart.
Yeah.
Here it goes. So something like this. Here we go.
Wait. They can't see you.
Huh?
Larry, you got to see your face. I mean,
okay.
Can you see him now?
Okay. Hi, it's good to be back. All right, here we go, everybody. Join in if you know this one. I made myself a snowball, as perfect as can be. I thought it'd be my Christmas pet, and let it sleep with me. I made it some pajamas, and a pillow for its head. My snowball ran away last night, but first it wet the bed. God bless you all. Have a great year, everybody.
Good night. Thank you so much.
Good job, Larry. We're going to keep you mighty fine. And he made these, folks. If you don't realize that, our little snowman, Gene Mulvaney, just bought that for $100. Thank you, Gene. We appreciate that. We're getting ready to get the quartet out here and do a song for you that Irving Berlin wrote. It's probably my favorite Christmas song. Of course, Bing Crosby had the big hit on this. But would you make welcome our quartet with White Christmas?
Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
John, good job. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas to you. We have to pause here for just a moment. Come back with a gospel song for you because live Grand Country is called Prince of Country, USA.
No matter what the weather is outside, Splash Country Indoor Water Park provides hours of family fun. Float your cares away on the lazy river or plunge down the wild tube slides. Watch out for 1,000 gallons of falling water from the tipping bucket. Plan your Grand Country stay by calling 417-335-3535 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country. We'll treat you right.
Grand Country's Fun Spot is the place for family fun.
Family fun.
Get your game on with laser tag. Mix it up on the Spin Zone bumper cars. Check your score on the mini bowling lanes. Play awesome blacklight mini golf in 3D. Play all the latest arcade attractions and win prizes. Call 417-335-2454 or visit grandcountry.com. What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
Grand Country Fun Spot.
Welcome back to Branson Country USA. You've had a good time with us? We have too. Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching and listening. You know, part of Ozark Mountain heritage is the homespun stories handed down through the years, told again and again during this holiday season. We believe the most meaningful Christmas stories can still be found in the Holy Scripture. Jesus born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. Not long after his birth, some astrologers from a far-off eastern land arrived in Jerusalem inquiring, "Where is this child born to become king?" Then Herod, who was a wicked king, invited the wise men to meet with him privately. He told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search for this child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I may go and worship him too." The wise men followed the star to Bethlehem. And when they came to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. They fell down on their knees and they worshiped him. They opened their treasures and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The Christmas child came to this world in simple fashion. He was wrapped in homespun weave and watched over by the animals in the field. And yet that quiet night brought heaven into all of our hearts. And in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. In sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
For the Branson Country USA Christmas show, from our family to yours, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good night and God bless you.
Branson Country USA is produced live at Grand Country Music Hall, located on the famed 76 Country Boulevard in Branson, Missouri. Our executive producer is Glenn Robinson. Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Production manager is Chris Wainscott. Musical directors are Gene Mulvaney and Michael W. Davis. The grand band is made up of Chad Cappell on lead guitar, Gene Mulvaney on steel guitar and electric guitar, on drums, Rob Blackburn, Wayne Massengale on the fiddle, bass guitar, Larry Allred, and Michael W. Davis on piano. Wardrobe design is by Deb Rainwater. Costumer is Megan Warren. Sound engineers are Phil Morris and Don Newman. Lighting coordinators are Stan Bidmar and Devin Starnes. Video production director is Shauna Helsley. Post video production editor is Shannon Thomason. NextStar creative services director is Dave Bowen. Our box office group tour manager is Alita Campbell. And director of marketing and sales is Tate Roman. If you'd like to be in our studio audience, just call for tickets. Call 417-335-2484 or visit www.grandcountry.com. We'd love to have you. For more information about planning your fun-filled visit to Branson, visit grandcountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From everyone at Grand Country Music Hall, thank you for joining us for another Branson Country USA.